But I think what we should do is start doing what the Tea Party did in 2010.
Yes.
I mean,
fight.
Fight.
Fight at all times, interrupt everything. Every day you scream Russia. Every day you scream corruption. Every day you, and you remind every day who won the electoral vote again. You did not get a mandate.
So And when John Lewis said he was not a legitimate president,
yes.
I assume you're on that page.
I am on that page because he's not a legitimate president.
I would agree with that, but he is the president. I mean, it's one of those you have to keep two thoughts in your head at the same time. We do have a president.
Yes.
We are still Americans. He is the American president. I agree. He didn't get there quite legitimately.
But here's the thing. I think we're underselling how the non-legitimately part of this works.
Oh, not me.
We were invaded. Is what it boils down to, just because there was not blood on the streets.
Right.
If the Russians had come in with Cossacks and put him in, I think we would have had a different kind of reaction to it. That's the reaction we need now. What I saw last night was a lot of people hooting and hollering correctly and getting fired up and going, we're going to resist this in every way possible. And other people going, you really think it's that serious? Yes, I do think it's that serious.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the point.
Well,
but it's the point of a... The point of a war, other than to gain territory, is to put the guy you want in charge of somebody else's country.
Yeah.
And we're now only debating at this point, after the story in the New York Times yesterday, how much the Russians decided our election.